This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Commerce Department says we're buying more stuff. Big stuff meant to last 3 years or more. Cars, machinery, airplanes. In economist speak, it's durable goods. And the government says orders for durable stuff are up. But the headline number could be a little bit misleading. We called up Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, for help. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So we got pretty strong durable goods, up 3.7%. What does that tell you?
Well, that's right. In September, pretty good showing, but it's almost all civilian aircraft. You know, we just heard from Boeing that orders are good. They've raised their guidance for the year, and here we are seeing it in the data. If you dig a little bit deeper, excluding defense, excluding aircraft, orders were actually down. It's 2 out of 3 months that they're down. So what it tells us, I guess, is that Boeing's doing quite well, but capital equipment spending in the U.S. in the third quarter was weak. So even before the government shutdown, businesses being very stingy with investment.
Economic data always tells a story, and you were also watching UPS, a bellwether company, for a different story. What did it tell you?
We watched UPS and FedEx both because they're so plugged into the global economy. UPS surprised with better than expected earnings in the third quarter, and that's primarily on tech shipments domestically, would think probably the iPhone 5S, and then also on a strength in European orders. That's a really big deal because the recession in Europe is over, and now we're starting to see U.S. manufacturing benefit from stronger activity there.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.